Good morning. Today is Monday, November the 30th, 334th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Rob Barkley. Hey, Guy.
Hey, Bri. How are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was, how did Ange say? It was the way it's supposed to be.
I love that. That's a great.
Yeah, it was. Content was another word we both used.
That's wonderful.
Driving was kind of a challenge.
Oh, you went down to the Bay Area?
Yeah, and back.
Oh, boy.
Twice. Oh. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Gotta, the ends justify the means on this one.
You got it.
Little Machiavellian.
Yeah.
You got a quote there?
You bet. And I think it's appropriate given the way college campuses are acting and Black Lives Matter are acting. And it goes as follows. Freedom of speech means freedom for those whom you despise and freedom to express the most despicable views. It also means the government cannot speak. Pick and choose which expressions to authorize and which to prevent, by Alan Dershowitz. Isn't that great?
We got into content, 30 seconds into the show?
You bet. But if there's ever a place to talk about the First Amendment, it's on your show.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What are you sensing with the numbers coming out of this past weekend? What I had heard was Black Friday was off 10.2%, offset by e-commerce going up significantly. The balance is unknown. The Small Business Saturday seemed to get some traction this year. Was the fifth or sixth year of doing that. Today's, you know, everybody's on their computer buying everything day.
Right. Yeah.
Do you sense that the retail sector, whether it's brick and mortar or the electronic mode, is it stabilized or is it still going through its ups and downs?
Well, we had 9 malls. We're down to 7, hopefully 6 soon. And each one of our malls was up between 2 and 4% sales compared to last year. So it's hard to know where the total momentum is going. And it's fascinating that it's down 10% in some markets. Wow, that means FedEx is having a fun time, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure those guys are roaring all over the place.
Yeah, you wonder why Amazon just didn't buy FedEx and be done with it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, don't duplicate fleets.
Yeah.
Did you hear Eastern is back?
Eastern Airlines?
Yeah, somebody bought the brand, and right now they're doing freight from Miami to the Caribbean islands. But that they're looking to bring it back and have passenger service in the continental U.S.
Didn't Trump own Eastern for a period of time?
They said it went out in 81.
Right.
So I don't know.
Kind of doubt it.
It seemed a little early.
Yeah, it does. It
because they were an ESOP for a while, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. They've had iterations of going broke for years.
Yeah.
And it's hard to know. But that's interesting that they're back. So the more the world changes, the more it stays the same.
I was thinking, geez, is somebody going to be able to buy the Pan Am brand or TWA and get back into our era of folks when they're flying?
Absolutely.
And be able to see, turn that into that positive, that feel good.
It'd be nice if we could do that because that would be – it's hard to go to the airports these days and things are changing. Everything's going together, not apart.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend, the best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Barkley. I think I saw one of your trains escaping.
I hope
last
so.
Last week?
I hope so. It has been hard.
At least
hard.
The show.
Yeah, no, it's been difficult getting those trains off the tracks.
Is it getting them off the track or getting them to go somewhere?
Getting them to go somewhere and getting the owner to move them and getting some guy who is doing something to stop litigating. And it was a classic hard-fought project. But they will be gone. And I'm pretty excited. We have all these lots in town. And so whereas Arcata used the West End Road area as kind of an incubator of metal buildings for startups, we're going to do the same thing here in Eureka. We're working with Rob Holmland. And so we're going to be, we have tons of undeveloped land. So we're going to be developing it. We think there's a user for them, and so we'll be putting in, hopefully over the next few years, not on the balloon track, folks, don't get excited, between 90 and 120,000 feet in different buildings. So
is there a need for it, or is there a need for it at the price point with the amenities?
Well, that's a good point. We have a lot of natural advantages. Our land is free and clear, so we're not factoring in the cost of the land. Other advantage we have is that we feel like we've got the quality of asset and land where people will want to be, and it's the natural development area for Eureka. And so it should go together well. It's not, they aren't controversial lots. They're just all these lots we have around town that we've accumulated over the years.
So just kind of sprinkled out rather than having a compound or a campus?
Well, we'll have a few compounds. You'll see 20,000 foot building. You'll see maybe a 30, but we're dividing them into kind of 3,000 to 4,000 foot cubes, and the brokers all indicate that they will be able to help us fill them up, and we like writing big checks and to them, and so we're optimistic. And these kids coming out now are really entrepreneurs. It's wonderful to see, and it's the future of Humboldt County. I think we've played out a lot of various cards we have, and this is the new niche. There'll be a lot of smaller businesses.
Just because I have a very demented sense, does any of this have to do with legalization?
Not a bit. I am so afraid of the legalization model because I don't think it's a model. Now, maybe Humboldt made, bred, grown marijuana is special. Maybe that it's just the world's greatest pot. I just happen to think it's great growing conditions and will be replicated elsewhere by big business. And so whereas right now they feel like they're businessmen, they're really bootleggers. And it may continue at some levels.
I've used the same analogy. You know, NASCAR already exists, so we're not going to have the big cars driving it around.
Right.
But the basic of operating outside of societal's standards, doing it during Prohibition, you know, they were legal before and then they were legal after. So the analogy doesn't run 100%, pardon me, 100%. But it does seem intriguing that there's so many parallels.
I don't think they're distinctions. I think it's identical. I think it's an illegal product.
But because booze was legal before Prohibition.
Correct. And pot was too.
Okay, if you go back far enough, yeah.
And now it's illegal. There's a gap and a premium paid. You don't have to be efficient. Your advantage is being in a
limited source.
Illegal niche.
Yeah.
So you have an artificial price. You legalize it. uh-oh, you've got Central Valley Pot Farms, you've got Philip Morris, you've got all these other real live competition, and there'll be snap, crackle, and pop, and these guys are gone.
Payroll taxes.
Oh.
I mean, just as a basic.
Yeah, and the trimmers will be a thing. I just don't see it sustaining itself. So do I think that we have – I think there have been some positive things that have – come out. These kids are the technology businesses now are starting in 3,000-foot cubes, and it's just we're seeing really, and it's worldwide scalable. It's a marvelous time, and everybody, I believe, will want to live in Humboldt County. I think it's the greatest place to live. I really do.
I was going to ask, do we have the infrastructure in place?
Don't need the infrastructure we used to need, because we really do have IT. We have
That's why I was saying the electronic infrastructure.
Yeah, I think
not,
we do.
The airplane thing. And
no, that's not.
Roads are a whole different ballgame. Do we have the digital capabilities?
Right. Well, one of your people on the Decade of Difference is the young man who's started a 3D printer. Well, that's the future. And he's a user, and so of space, and so there is plenty of opportunity for these kind of businesses, and so I think we're kind of going into a glory time around here. This area is going to happen. You don't have to be in Silicon Valley.
Oh, the follow-up is more than a five-second response.
Rats.
Yeah. No, we'll talk about vermin later. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Rob Barkley.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Barkley. Rob, the concept of the millennials, or I wouldn't want to say a Silicon Valley, but let's say being discovered by the digital businesses and upstarts and entrepreneurs, how will they – what are the arguments that I've heard why Silicon Valley has gone as well as it has, and why – those who go to Humboldt and who are familiar with our area don't stay here, but they go down there, is because that's the Mecca. There's a energy level, an activity, an excitement. Okay. Is that replicatable here?
Doesn't have to be. It doesn't take a lot of businesses to move the needle here. And the answer is it's not replicable per se, but we have a lot of businesses that are local, that are growing, that will continue to grow. Look at the ones that started and left. Yakima. I mean, Don Banducci sold us out. That's the way it goes. He went for the money. There are lots of businesses here that are successful. Restoration Hardware started here, left. Not even a Restoration Hardware store here. But they did start here, and they provided a lot of jobs. Now, who are the new ones? Well, you can't go very far without talking about Barbara Groom. What a spectacular success story she is, and just magnificent. And Haliyashi. These are brands that are here that are providing a lot of jobs. I feel like we're a hotbed of entrepreneurialism. Per capita, I'll bet you we provide more jobs than Silicon Valley does. I really am kind of enthused with where we are.
Okay, then let's call it below the radar screen for a lot of folks.
That's what it is.
Is that because we don't draw attention to ourselves, because it's not expanding, or because these folks are replacing others that are shuttering and we're not seeing a growth in employment? We're not seeing a sense of bubbling.
It's hard to track employment on new businesses, for starters. So we don't, they're hard to track from a true, how many jobs do you provide? What are you doing this way? The thing that I am seeing is that we do have an entire millennial generation that is enthusiastically starting new businesses, and they're quite independent. They vote eclectically. And
yeah, isn't independent the number one party registration?
Yeah, and I think it's going to grow. The other thing is let's not forget what Silicon Valley may have a lot of startups, but boy, it has a lot of great big businesses. And you had the DNA of Stanford, and HP was first, and from there they grew. And they've done a wonderful job of growing, but they've priced a lot of people out of the world there. What's a house in San Francisco? A couple million bucks. What's a house here? 300,000? Gee, these are hard decisions. And so I think we have talent, and the talent now that used is different. It's less trained than the talent used to need to be. A person with true IT skills may not have even gone to school to learn those skills, may not have to be an engineer. Where do you want to live? Well, I think it doesn't have to be everybody, but a lot of people want to live here. This is a great place to raise kids. It's a great place to live.
So what's the plug right now that's being worked free to be released to have this happen?
Well, first of all, the area needs to be ready for it. And Arcata's filled.
Mentally ready for it or physically?
Both. And what we don't have is that's why Cher and I are building the buildings as we come, because let's prepare ourselves so that when people come that we're ready to address them. They don't say, gee, I'd like to start open a business, and when you have the building built in 3 years, it'll be really fun. No, you've got to go through it. These are not expensive buildings. Part of what we have now is a contractor group who say, well, to build a building, it's $100 a foot. No, it's not. It's our son-in-law is doing them down in Baton Rouge, and they're $62 a foot. Forget the land. And no, it's not that California is more expensive. No, we just have a captive market, and the contractors here think they're good. I'll bring in contractors from out of the area. We're not going to pay these ridiculous prices that contractors charge here.
Well, 40% premium is, or I guess I'm going backwards on that.
Yeah, you're going backwards.
Yeah. Two-thirds premium seems a little cattywampus.
Yeah, and they're not that good. I mean, sorry, there's a market out there, and we're going to expose this area to the contractor market that make. Now, you can't do volume here. And so that's probably why a lot of the local contractors do it the way they do it.
Or today you can't do volume. I mean, if there was another 10,000 households here.
Yeah.
Now there's volume.
Doubt if there are 10,000 households. But what we want is a prosperous community. We don't want a drug-infested community. And
so does this push the current state of drugs and the drug community out?
Of course.
Does it happen independent of legalization?
Well, I hope so. I mean, the first thing the city of Eureka ought to do, and by the way, we have four council members who've come firmly in line with the homeless and the chaos that they bring. And so as far as I'm concerned, they own that. And next election, they're going to have to explain to us. They're just great for the homeless are really hard for a city to deal with. And they've sided on the homeless. The ignorant statement that person made that, well, there are more homeless here than regular citizens, so therefore I'm going to vote with the homeless. Okay, you may have felt cute doing that. Then we'll just deal with it. But the first thing the city of Eureka needs to do is the city of Eureka does not have the money to deal with a homeless issue. The county does. The county's got a lot of money because the feds give to the state gives to the county, and the county doesn't give anything to the city. So the first thing the city of Eureka has to do is move the homeless out into the county. So they own it, and they enjoy it, and the Supes may not like it, but that's the way it is since they've not been willing. They've got the budget. They've got $150 million to deal with those issues. City doesn't. So let's the cities move everybody out of the cities and into the counties. Counties have the money, and they own it. Let's have them do it.
So with that dynamic at work, you guys are starting to, I presume in the next short time frame, develop some of these buildings throughout the city. How do people find out about it? Is there just a normal network, an informal network?
Well, the brokers, there's no inventory out there. So the brokers are pretty hungry. We're working with a couple fairly closely. The city of Eureka, Rob Holmland's done a wonderful job and is a breath of fresh air. And he has a vision for where he's going, which is, it's nice to see not just transactions, but a true plan. And I think he's good. So I like where we're headed. I think there'll be the demand. Obviously, if we build a couple, three buildings and they don't fill up, then you reconsider your business model. But right now, what we have most of all is we have land, and we can and it's zoned properly, and all we need to do is get our model together.
KINS, News and Information Times, 843. We'll be back with more from Rob Arkley.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back. Final couple minutes of the month.
I know.
Who stole it?
Boy, it went away, though, didn't it? It melted.
Yeah, well, in some parts of the country.
Yeah.
Not here. Oh, so it sounds to me like you're thinking we're close to something here. What are your three canaries that will say Rob's right?
Well, number one, we are getting a more entrepreneurial business owner here than we have historically had. We need to change the Chamber of Commerce, which is a disaster. It ought to be, I met with a guy who is running the Eureka Humboldt branding. It's down on the second and G. And what a wonderful business he has. Just, it's something that all of us, when we bring someone new into town, we ought to take them in there. It shows all the various, and these are tourist type things and the tours offered and et cetera. But I'm seeing an entrepreneur that 10 years ago would have been fighting me on everything I want to do to now saying, you know what, this works. This is a fabric of a community that we're putting together. And the Bay is starting to come together. We looks like we'll have Pacific Seafood making a significant investment. Let's not blow them up. Let's not make life too miserable for them, everybody. And then we have Hog Island building, and we have several other leads. So I'm optimistic about the momentum and the type of owner that we have coming in and the type of people providing a service to the area.
Back to the models we had in the 60s where it was owner-operator?
Yeah.
Rather than a regional manager?
Yes. And not only that, they are people necessarily local. They're coming here. And new perspective, not old boy.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, bud.
You're not that old.
Yeah, I am.
See you tomorrow.